Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Associate producer Greg Tomlin sitting in today alongside dear friend Dave Bowes, who, Dave, I think we've known each other for 15 years, but you've known Jeremy Steiner even longer than that, right?
Gosh, I think it's been 20, 21 years somewhere in there for Jeremy and I. We were in college together, RAs at the dorm, you know, we spent... But one Thanksgiving, we're the only people on campus. So, good times.
When I learned that you were available to sit in with me today, my only regret is that it wasn't time spent together playing poker or having a brew or shooting the breeze. I remember you introduced me to the movie The Thing, which I always have you to thank, and I did not get it. I did not understand it. It was before my time. That's a Kurt Russell 1980s masterpiece.
It's a John Carpenter masterpiece. Good okay. stuff. And it's coming up, you know, I noticed the store swapped out, you know, back to school for Halloween, like last week, even though school's just starting. But they always like to jump ahead for holidays. And, The Thing is a classic for Halloween. It's claustrophobic. It's a wonderful little, I mean, it's super gory, the remake is, but it actually had a purpose to it. So that kind of thing doesn't offend me as long as there's a point to it.
Right.
But if you're adverse to gore and scares, the original movie version of the classic sci-fi story starred James Arness of Gunsmoke fame.
Okay, nerd alert. Let's
good stuff.
Once was enough for me.
Another world.
So I started this show today saying we were going to try to keep it lighthearted. Boy, that was a mistake. We then proceeded immediately to talk about COVID, Afghanistan, abortion, celebrity deaths, and 9/11. So nailed it.
Yeah, you're really doing some false promising there, you know.
Okay, this is where we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
You should get into politics, Greg.
Yes, hour three.
Yeah.
Hour three, we're going to talk about a first world problem that you encountered in the last 24 hours, and I want to hear you regale us.
What was the last 24? I mean,
wasn't the last 24.
To be fair, it was a Friday.
Okay, it was Friday before the long weekend.
Yeah, it was, and so I said, I suppose in terms of business days, but yeah, it's just one of those things where my neighbor has wanted to go fishing all summer long with the kids, and I've got, you know, three toddlers and one little infant. The toddlers are 3, 3, and 5. And
oh, my gosh. Should we pray for you right now on the air?
they got some fishing poles for Christmas last year, and I think, you know, one's Captain America fishing pole. My son's been – I had to put it way up because it also doubles as a sword. And so I said he couldn't have it until we were going fishing, and he's looked at it, and he's wanted it so badly. And my daughter got a Barbie fishing pole, and
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, everybody's all excited to go fishing,
yeah.
But we just never have time because we're also, you know, moving a bunch of stuff out of my mother-in-law's house. And so it's been a very busy summer. So my neighbor rented a boat and invited us out to the lake with him, me and the kids. And so we went out to this lake in the mountains, beautiful lake in Washington State near Mount Rainier. And, you know, it is a challenge, I will say, to have three little kids on a boat. It's a little flat deck boat, too, a pontoon boat, really nice. We bring them out there, and we set up their fishing poles. I got myself a fishing license, and we're getting, you know, ready to go.
It's like a Norman Rockwell painting just coming out in real time.
Mm-hmm. Except I've got kids running everywhere, wanting to be held.
Okay, so maybe not.
Trying to keep them from falling in or throwing stuff in. And, you know, they're having a good time bringing fish in at first, you know. So you hook a fish and you give the pole over to the kid and have them reel it in. And I say that as though I was actually hooking fish, too. For the most part, I just watched my neighbor hook fish because he's a much better fisherman than me. So, but I did manage to hook a few, and the kids were reeling them in. And I did cast my daughter's Barbie pole out into the lake on accident because, well, obviously not on purpose.
Did it float?
But one of the kids was walking in front of me, and I was trying to grab it, and I couldn't reach down to the water to grab it. No, floated for like half a second.
Okay.
But there was enough time to grab it, but I couldn't do it without tossing my other daughter into the water because she was in my way.
Why didn't you? Come on.
You know, and I thought, pole, not worth it.
Right.
You know, good parent, me.
Okay, but a pole is one thing.
That's one thing. And then, so over time, things got a little slow, as they do on a fishing trip, and then we sat there. There's no fish biting for a while. And then we thought, okay, it's 5 o'clock, time to go, you know. So we start pulling up anchor. Oh, I'm sorry. So there's this lull in fishing, and the kids are getting antsy. And to be fair to them, they did a great job. I mean, they've been out here for 5 hours on the lake. They've been really well behaved. And Dad never gives over his phone. Dad holds onto the phone because I do a lot of work with my phone. Got all my email notes, documents, you know, apps galore, scanner, everything's on my phone. And I decided, you know what? Because the neighbors rented this boat, and I don't want them to be, you know, to have a bad time. Kids are getting restless. I turned on a show for my daughter.
Yeah, I've been known to do that from time to time with my kids.
For my daughter, who at the time was still two. Her birthday was over the weekend.
And it's more of a, hey, thanks so much great the past couple
hours.
You
can sit here and be good, and then if a fish comes on, we'll go. And I felt bad because it's against my priorities because I, you know, there's this beautiful mountain, and I got the kids staring at the phone. But I thought, all right, this will enable Dad to actually fish for a few minutes and then, you know, move on. So I give the kids the phone. All of a sudden, all three of them are sitting around the phone. You know, fishing's done unless there's a fish on. So we're going to leave at 5. It's about 4:50, 4:55, and neighbor hooks a fish, and it says, all right, who's reeling it in? Kids are excited. I get the net. They all run to the pole. They're looking. They're reeling it in. You know, watching the fish fight and all this kind of thing and having a great time. They reel it in. And I had left strict instructions about my phone. When you set my phone down, it has to be right here. And they did pretty well while they were watching the show. They set it right on the ground.
I think I know where this is going.
Right where it was supposed to be. And when the fish excitement happened, my daughter set it up on a chair that happened to be the exact, the chair's seat was at the perfect level with, you know, the lip of the.
Yep.
Yeah. So she set the phone there, and then I didn't realize it because I was paying attention to the fish. And then when the fishing was over, she runs out to grab it to see who's going to hold the phone because there's a big contest who gets to hold the phone. And I turn around, and I, just in time to see her reach, and I saw this black image kind of shooting out from the chair.
Your life flashed before your eyes.
Yeah, and I see my relatively new iPhone shooting out into the lake, and I thought about jumping in after it, but I couldn't even see it. Once it hit the water, it was gone.
No.
Okay. And I had a super case to it.
In the moment, what is your first thought when you realize that thing is going down in the lake now?
The FCC won't let me say the word.
But did it come out of your mouth?
No, I did not say.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not say any F-bombs.
The restraint, David.
I did. Yeah, well, it was. I probably lost 5 years of my life because of swallowing it with the kids. I did say, you know, damn it. And at some point, and I was telling the kids, I told you to do one thing. Set
you
the phone on the ground.
You had
one job. Set it on the ground.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I was really upset. And, you know, kids were, of course, my poor daughter, I'll never forget her face looking out at the phone. You know, she went from the phone looking like, and then she ran under the lawn chair like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
All the kids were like, oh, my gosh, this is the phone. And daddy's really mad. And I had to catch my breath. But then I had to take my daughter for a walk when we got back to the dock. And I said, look. Daddy's old enough to know better. If I give a 5-year-old toddler my phone,
so right.
I run
that
risk. That's on Dad. It's not on you. You know, it was an accident.
Yeah.
So
I love these stories, the adventures and parenting stories, because a lot of it, like you said, comes back to, you know, if you trace it back to its roots, it's parental error. And then, like, what do we expect from this 5-year-old or 10-year-old?
Yeah, they're 2, 3, and 5. I mean, whose fault is that?
Exactly.
On a boat, right? It's on a boat.
But I love the stories of the kids sabotaging the parents. It's almost a weekly occurrence at my house with kids of similar ages, maybe a little bit older.
Greg, I had $16 left on that. I paid it off. $16.
Okay, if you have an adventures and parenting story that can top Dave's, I want to hear it because I love this stuff. 1-800-955-1776. 1-800-955-1776. I'm going to tell a similar story coming back that involves a tray and a milkshake. We'll be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Greg Tomlin and Dave Bowes in for your cultural crusader, Michael Medved, today. David, you just told a story about your daughter dropping your glowing rectangle into the lake, your smartphone, your beloved smartphone.
More like shoving it, launching it.
Launching it, exactly.
Total accident, but you know.
I can relate on a smaller degree over the weekend. We went to Burgermaster in Kirkland. Glorious, right? We're going to have a great day after church, eating lunch at Burgermaster, getting some burgers and fries. And my kids want milkshakes. Gotta get the milkshakes. And I'm like, of course we do. So River orders a mint, and Penny and Jonas order chocolate. It's just going to be an all-American kind of afternoon, right? And we get all our food. And my daughter, who's 10 now, is like, you know, she feels older. And I can take on more responsibility, and I can do more kind of grown-up things now. And so she pulls out this tray. I don't even know where she found it. And she's like, Mom, just put the milkshakes right here on the tray and put the burgers, and I'm going to serve everybody. And my wife goes, no, you're not. You're going to drop it the second I give it to you. I'm not putting it on these trays. And she goes, no, no, trust me. I've got this.
I love that phrase. My wife, kids have got that, too. There must be a cartoon with that on there.
She loads the tray with milkshakes within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All of it tips over, fries all over the car floor, and the chocolate milkshake explodes everywhere, and my daughter is in shock, and my wife is just shaking her head like, what was I thinking? But again, it's user error, right? You trace it back to the... She should have gone with her gut instinct in the first place.
Based on your history of spilling everything that you touch, I'm not going to load... And by the way, if you are going to load the tray up, you load it up with... one thing at a time.
When
you load it all up, that's on you.
Look, so we're both parents of young kids. The most important lesson of parenting. Are you listening? If your kids say they won't spill something, they will spill it.
That's it.
That's all you need to know before you have kids.
They will
spill it.
I thought it was save money before you have kids. That also is a key lesson. So, you know, the kids... are amazing, amazingly destructive. My son, he can walk into a room and he'll find the nearest thing breakable, and that's what he's going for. You know, I feel like he just has a special sense. You can turn around, and the thing's totally hidden. Next thing you know, he's got it, and he's getting ready to bat it, beat it, throw it, and that's just the nature of children.
Last thing I'll say on this issue of you losing your smartphone, buried at sea, as it were, is I once had an experience. I haven't told anybody this, so I figure now would be a good time to tell national radio audience. I did drop my smartphone in the toilet one time. How would you proceed after you drop your phone in the toilet? Would you flush it and what? Say, well, that one's done, or would you pull it out and burn it, like incinerate it?
No. I mean, look. I'm a firm believer in building up the immune system. So I just whip that thing out, and if it was still working, I'd wipe it off, use some kind of sanitizing liquid on there that didn't harm the screen, and I'd roll it, put it out in the sun for a while. You know,
phone I'm holding in my left hand here?
Just work on it. Mm-hmm.
All it took was a little Purell wipes.
Yep.
And a prayer and 3 Hail Marys, and we were good to go.
Or you trade it in.
you know they test for feces on their phone, though.
Yeah, but they all test positive. That's the nature of people. I mean, look, most people don't even wash their hands. It's this disgusting truth. It's why this whole unisex bathroom thing, it works in all men's favor, because men's bathrooms are just disgusting, and women's bathrooms are generally clean. So, you know, now it's going to even itself out so that you know, it'll be semi-disgusting.
We could trade war stories all day long, but we have to move on here. I've got more I want to say about the situation in Afghanistan, because some politicians have chimed in here.
Speaking of poop.
Yes, speaking of. Beep. A reporter tracked down Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer at an event in New York. This is clip 6. And he asked the majority leader how Biden's handling of Afghanistan will affect Democrats in the midterms. Interesting political question.
And it's good news for Americans.
So there you go. And listen to what Schumer said, though, in response.
We've heard a lot of the pullout of Afghanistan would have gone somewhat poorly no matter who did it. But it's on Joe Biden's watch as president. How will what happened affect Democrats' chances moving into the midterm?
You know, I can't predict that. I will say there'll be a job for congressional oversight. There always is. But at the moment, actually, I'm still focused on trying to get some of those brave Afghans out. The Americans, all of whom wanted to come out, have come out. Praise God.
Huh?
But there are a lot of Afghans who risk their lives for our soldiers and others. Many got out, some didn't. And I'm still working on trying to get some of them out.
See those planes that are on the tarmac right now?
What is he talking about?
With 100 Americans on there. They don't even know they're gone.
It's the hubris or the gall to just go out there and say, you know, we're so thankful every American is out, job well done, mission accomplished, when we just know that that is a blatant, explicit lie. But he tells it with such certainty, it angers me to my core.
There's an advantage. If this was Mitch McConnell, it would be leading the news, that quote and his obtuseness.
With juxtaposed against pictures of the planes.
Right.
And stories of endless amount of Americans.
And the president and the aloofness and lack of understanding and action. But because it's Chuck Schumer and because it's somebody with a D next to their name, there's a different, I think, media standard for what makes news.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was in Qatar, and he spoke to women and girls on the Afghan robotics team. Now, I didn't know the Afghan women had a robotics team, but good for them. This was also a very strange moment in context of what's actually going on in Afghanistan right now with the Taliban taking rule over that country. And it was this photo op. I'm not sure why it took place, but listen to what Secretary of State Blinken said to these girls on the Afghan robotics team.
I know I can't possibly fully know, but I know this has been an incredibly traumatic experience and moment for all of you. And I know that leaving behind everything you know, maybe in some cases families, friends, your community, is incredibly, incredibly hard. And it raised so many questions about the future that must be going through your minds.
To say the least.
And I'll try and answer some of them. But I also want to know, it's actually an honor for me to meet all of you, because you're famous around the world. And a source of inspiration.
Which I'm sure they care about most. It just makes sure we're famous.
That no matter where you are physically, you're going to continue to be a source of inspiration in what you've done and what you're going to do. And the story you've already told by what you're doing about the importance of girls and women engaging in science, in technology, education more broadly, that sent a very powerful message all around the world, well beyond Afghanistan. And I know you're going to find ways to continue to do that.
That was an unfortunate turn of phrase for him.
David.
It's an honor for me to meet you because you're famous, as though he's meeting, you know, Paris Hilton. And
he's saying, you know, we don't know what the future holds. Well, if history is any indicator, we know what the future holds for the women's robotics team out of Afghanistan, okay?
Well, it sounds like they're all leaving. I mean, they're not going back.
No, but I mean, the whole point is that is no more. There will be no Afghan women in any role where they're studying science, mathematics, innovating.
You need to stop at studying.
And why is that, Secretary Blinken? Why is that? Because you left them. Yeah, just completely abandoned them. Oh, we hope for the best for y'all. Give me it. That's got to fall a little bit on deaf ears with those women. It's Greg Tomlin, Dave Bowes in for the Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. COVID is here to stay. That comment comes from global health officials as coronavirus is mutating and the possibility of eradicating the virus seems less likely. The WHO's Health Emergencies Program Executive Director saying he thinks the virus isn't going anywhere and will evolve like influenza pandemic viruses. 1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday is visiting the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm left at least 50 dead in the Northeast and caused historic flooding in the region. During the president's visit, hecklers started hurling insults at the commander-in-chief.
I've given my life for this country! You guys should be ashamed of yourselves!
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe more than I...
It's the Michael Medved Show. Associate producer Greg Tomlin alongside Dave Bowes today. Thanks so much for joining us. A few more segments to go here. Millions of jobless Americans lost their unemployment benefits yesterday on Labor Day. Now, is that, Dave, verse me on this, is that coincidence or irony? I could never figure out the difference between the two. Maybe that's just a coincidence, but it leaves only a handful of economic support programs for those who are still being hit financially by the year-and-a-half-old coronavirus pandemic. This is a story from NBC News, and the headline here, David, is jobless Americans have few options as benefits expire. And I included the picture from this story on our printouts here because why? Well, it's a woman going into a store with a massive now hiring sign in the window. So you can say there are few options at best for any of these people, but we hear time and again that there are millions of jobs going unfilled right now in this economy. Do you think this is going to lead to an employment boom? We had terrible jobs numbers right before the Labor Day weekend. Is this a game changer now, or what happens from here in your view?
It's hard to say. I mean, it depends on the person, obviously. I mean, if you had a job that's still being impacted by the variant, you know, the restaurant industry has taken a big hit and other things. But all in all, I see stores right now with signs saying we've had to limit hours because we can't get enough people to be employed here. They're cutting back, or their staff is working, you know, overtime because they're trying to keep the restaurant or whatever the store is going. So there's, you know, but this is kind of the way the media frames this kind of story. It's like the options are limited because the government benefits expiring, even though the options, It's more like unlimited options because you got to find a job. And luckily, there's a lot of jobs out there. You don't want to be the last person looking, you know. And despite the job numbers, there's, as you point out, there is a lot of help wanted signs up. There's a lot of people looking for people, people willing to work. And, you know, I mean, it's there's a pandemic going on. It might make you nervous, especially if you happen to be on the left where you're generally people are overestimating the threat of COVID. But it's available. And it's time. I mean, you can't. These things cannot last forever. You can't do it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And it's not a heartless thing to say.
No.
It's a crazy sequence of events. You have the government basically coming in and shutting down most economic activity and saying, stay home. You cannot work. But, oh, by the way, we're going to pass a bill that pays you pretty much what you were making before, and in some cases even a little more. And then we're going to fast forward months and months and months. And then say, okay, now get up and go find a job immediately. What human being, I'm not even giving myself credit here, like, what is it about human nature where we're like, man, you know, I was just paid to stay home for a little over a year, and I'm going to race out to go back to work in that eight-hour-a-day job and, you know, have a sore back at the end of the day when I'm, you know, either flipping burgers or delivering the mail or doing anything like that. And so it's not a surprise to me that this is such a shock for people whose unemployment benefits are expiring. But it's not like this was a surprise. Like, these job openings have been available for months now. And story after story about how businesses are looking for people, but you know, no one's going out and finding a job. And then, oh, my gosh, my benefits are over, and I have no options. I have nothing available to me.
I keep seeing supposed experts on television say, well, the evidence doesn't show that people are really leaning on these enhanced benefits. But first of all, like I say, I'm not judging the people because people respond to incentives. And
yes,
if you're incentivizing, if you're paying people more, you know, to stay home, especially if, say, there's some risk of COVID, and if you are someone who is highly worried about that, that risk is going to be worth even more to you because you're more nervous about getting back out into society. Or if you're getting paid, let's say it's 2/3 or 4/5 of what you were making before, and then your choice was either stay at home or go find a job to make that extra 1/5 of your income. You know, obviously, it's you know, that's going to suck up a bunch of hours, suck up your leisure time. So, you know, there's incentives in play. And so there's no doubt to me, it's not like unemployment stopping for everybody for all time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the added benefits that were under a certain condition when government was shutting down businesses and shutting down your place of employment. Those added benefits are, because those conditions have left, those added benefits are gone. That only makes sense, right? I mean,
right,
you have to do that.
The federal government spent an astronomical amount of money on benefits during the pandemic, $650 billion, according to the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. It did kept millions of Americans who lost their jobs through no fault of their own, yes, kept them in their homes, their apartments, their residences. They, you know, helped them pay for food, gasoline. The banking industry has largely attributed the few defaults on loans this past 18 months to the government relief efforts. The White House has encouraged states to keep paying the $300 weekly benefit by using money from the stimulus bills. No states have opted to do so. 8.9 million Americans are going to lose some kind of benefit.
By the way, that's kind of classic government, though. The White House saying, look, we gave you a bunch of slush money. Why don't you use it to pay people directly? And you've got the politicians saying, I've got a better idea. How about if I use it for something that I can take credit for in my own district instead? I don't want just a check with your name on it showing up to these people.
Back to the world of politics here. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was on with George Stephanopoulos of ABC, and he wanted to talk about Hurricane Ida and some of the devastation that it has brought about to his state and other surrounding areas. But, of course, the number one thing on George Stephanopoulos' mind was?
I am pro-life.
Oh, yeah, let's pause it here. Stephanopoulos starts the interview right away asking about the Texas abortion law. Like, let's get into that. And like you mentioned earlier in the program, further proof of the point that everything is focused on Texas and what it's doing in its legislature and in the governor's office instead of what's going on nationally and around the world, because it's, you know, low-hanging fruit for progressives. But anyways, Stephanopoulos asked Cassidy about the abortion law in Texas.
I am pro-life. But let's be clear, George. The ruling on SCOTUS was that the plaintiffs did not have standing. It had nothing to do with the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade. It was only on if the plaintiffs had standing. People are using it to gin up their base to distract from disastrous policies in Afghanistan, maybe for fundraising appeals. I wish we'd focus on issues as opposed to theater. It was about if they had standing, nothing to do with constitutionality. I think we should move on to other issues.
Boom. It sounds like you agree with him 100%.
Well, of course.
Anything to add there?
He's absolutely right.
Yes.
And it's typical because, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. It was probably a bait-and-switch kind of thing where some producer had him on. They said, hey, we're going to ask you about this. And then instead he starts with something else. And they're starting with the something else because the guy probably wouldn't have wanted to come on about the other thing, particularly if he thinks it's a big distraction. But he is correct. For all the hype about the Supreme Court decision, it was really a legal technicality. And, you know, some of my favorite legal observers are more shocked that the Supreme Court wasn't in unity over the technicality, because they said if they took the abortion issue away and it was any other issue, they would have been unanimous. But again, it shows there's a progressive mindset that kind of focuses on the end result rather than the legal issue.
Stephanopoulos had a one-track mind and wanted to keep going with the topic.
So setting aside the standing issue, what do you think of the underlying substance of the law?
I think the Supreme Court will swat it away once it comes to them in an appropriate manner. If it is as terrible as people say it is, it'll be destroyed by the Supreme Court. But to act like this is an assault upon Roe v. Wade is, again, something the president's doing, I think, to distract from his other issues. And it is clearly not an assault upon the country. By the way, I'm pro-life. But just to say, the facts are this is about standing, about nothing else. And the Supreme Court will decide how to affect standing before all these other things play out.
You don't think it signals that the court is prepared to undo Roe v. Wade now?
You know, so we can always talk about eventualities.
Third question.
We can always talk about theoreticals. It makes good fodder. But I'm kind of a guy who's in the middle of a state in which 700,000 people don't have electricity, in which we've got a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the administration's pushing a $3.5 trillion bill, which will be to inflation what the withdrawal was to Afghanistan. Now, if you know, in my mind, I don't think about theoreticals. I think about those things that are before me, and that's what I focus on.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, well, and it's also, you know, the whole Roe v. Wade obsession. Roe v. Wade is a pretty radical decision.
Yes.
There's a big difference between, you know, the Texas law and Roe v. Wade and all the different nuances that could happen in between. And if it's a bad law, Texans can get rid of it.
Greg Tallman, Dave Bowes in for the Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Segment here on the Michael Medved Show. Associate producer Greg Tomlin sitting in alongside friend of the show Dave Bowes. It's been a fun program. Honored that you were able to make it in today, and I had a blast. Thank you, David.
Yes. Always a fun program, Greg.
Always. Absolutely. Always relish our opportunities to chat. I want to get in one more word about the Texas abortion law that was signed into law today by Governor Abbott. Down south, and the authority on these matters, no, I don't know, but Kayla Jenner is running for governor in the recall in California. I think she's polling at about 1%, but she appeared in an interview with Brianna Keeler of CNN. And Keeler, of course, you know, I know you're running in California, and this has nothing to do with your state, but what do you think about the Texas abortion law? And her take was surprisingly nuanced and interesting. Let's hear it.
I am for a women's right to choose. I am also for a state having the ability to make their own laws. And so I support Texas in that decision. That's their decision. I'm okay with that. But as far as being a woman's right to choose, I don't see any changes in our laws in California in the future.
So there's two issues at play here. One is, what do you fundamentally think about this issue as it pertains to law in the country? And then the other issue is, how do you think it should be enacted, and what system of governance should bring about laws pertaining to this issue? And I think he's actually right on the last part.
Well, Jenner's basically describing federalism.
Yes.
And saying that states can make their own laws. They can even make bad laws. And,
yes.
And it's not up to the Supreme Court to throw out bad laws. It's up to the Supreme Court to decide on the constitutionality. The problem was, progressives have a Borg mentality, which is there can be, you know, the resistance is futile, and you've got to be a part of the collective. And that is the antithesis of federalism. You know, and there's also an attitude among, I mean, even calling it the abortion law instead of, the life law. You know, there's an attitude among the media about these things like, you know, there's no science that's changed on abortion since the 70s when Roe v. Wade was decided. And you've got 3D ultrasounds now. You've got all kinds of technological changes. So, you know, should there be some wiggle room in a moderate abortion policy? One might think so. But that's not the way the media ever covers anything related to this issue. And there'll be a bunch of holier-than-thous, and I've already seen it, people wanting, city of Portland wanting to ban any interaction with Texas because of Texas.
Oh, so ridiculous.
Portland, which is being destroyed on a regular basis by Antifa chaotic rabble-rousers, rioters, And they're focused on Texas because it distracts them from their own failings.
You know, when I read that story about Portland wanting to ban travel to Texas, I think for like city employees or something like that, I think it's going to the council, that issue in Portland. It actually made me more sad than angry. And similarly, when the MLB pulled the All-Star game out of Georgia.
Idiotic.
Idiotic and stupid, but there's two postures we can take here. One I've been seeing in a lot of conservative circles is like, well, people in Texas don't want you Portlanders anyway. Screw you. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have that default reaction. Mine is more like, you know, we live in the United States of America, and the more news stories that come out where this state is banning that state, or we're not going to touch your state, the more it separates us into a separated states of America, not united anymore. And I don't think it's a positive trend. You know, I hesitate to use this analogy, but I think in some ways we're in a bit of a cold war between the states. What do you think about that?
Every time they do it, I think of all the iPhones they have in their hands that are made in China, or their other phones that are made in China, which has had forced abortion policies, and has had, it's, I mean, I try, even though I do have a new smartphone, I do try desperately not to buy things in China because, look, right now they've rounded up a bunch of Uyghurs, Muslim immigrants, a Muslim population in China.
Right.
They've separated them from their children. They have policies of violent repression, and they've made a pretty, they are making pretty aggressive stances against this country. All these things that are vastly worse, even in the progressive mindset, supposedly, than anything Texas or Georgia's cooked up, and yet no problem there. So the hypocrisy of this is glaring and a joke. Again, you're right. I mean, it does show that our social glue has been frayed, but it's been going on for a long time,
right.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who could look in the mirror and figure out why that's happened.
All right, looking for an offering from Hollyweird. Well, we've got a Michael Medved movie review coming up. I know all of us are tired of sequels and repurposing old classics.
I mean, so I love them. I love them, Greg.
It's time for something fresh, something new.
No,
a
sequels.
Different story. Let's hear it.
Remake.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Pierce Brosnan plays a stuffy king who decides a lavish party is the way to find a bride for his immature playboy son. In the latest musical version of Cinderella, of course. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Prime Video.
You shall find a bride.
Do you want to go to that ball?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
That's the very talented 24-year-old Cuban-born singer Camila Cabello playing the title role. With her terrific voice and spirited dance moves, she wrote some of the music, too, with other songs borrowed from oldies like Material Girl and Let's Get Loud. There's no fairy godmother, just Billy Porter as a fabulous godparent, and then lots of politically correct messages about Ella's ambitions as an independent businesswoman making dresses. It's pleasant and occasionally diverting, but this will never count as a classic version of the classic tale. Rated an appropriate PG, 2.5 stars for the bland and adequate Cinderella.
Now, I haven't seen the movie, but 2.5 stars is way too generous. I just know it in the core of my being, David.
What?
I hate to disagree with the cultural crusader on this one. I like the New York Post framing of the new Cinderella remake, a terribly false feminist adaptation that nobody asks for. Who is demanding another remake, another remake? You and I love talking movies, David, so let's end the show doing this today. The Dream Factory, so to speak, is out of ideas. And it's pathetic, the constant rehashing of old stuff. And who's going to come along? I mean, Tarantino is one of the only guys doing something original. And even he has this, like, knack for nostalgia, just riddled nostalgia all over his films.
I don't even mind. I mean, I like sequels. I think my complaint about sequels is only when they're lazy and don't come up with an actual story. Or if they don't have that story, the rehashing has been around forever. I mean, you know, Shakespeare had sequels, for crying out loud. How many people have read on Hamlet over the years? I mean,
yeah.
One after another. It depends on the story. And, you know, the line that this young lady had, and her, again, I've been crying about it 2 minutes ago,
yeah.
Made me laugh when I saw the commercial. The rest of the commercial didn't look so appealing to me. There's a certain aspect to it where people like to be distracted by the same things. That's why people will go see a movie, and then they'll go see the play of the same thing,
right.
And they'll read the book of the same thing. So people kind of like that sameness. I mean, I like a refreshing good movie a unique individual film from time to time. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to Fast and the Furious 10, you know, or the, when Rambo, he made another Rambo.
No.
And then I saw it, and I was deeply disappointed. But still, I was hoping for kind of a glimpse of what I liked about the original. But
look,
you know.
I'm completely against government overreach or passing like broad laws that affect a lot of people. But in California, I would be all in support if the legislature passed a law that said in Hollywood, you cannot make for the next year another comic book movie or some kind of remake. I'm so sick of it, David.
What if they said
Titanic Part 2? I mean, it's coming. You know it's coming.
What if they said that that they'd make Neil Blomkamp's Alien sequel to the original Alien?
Not interested.
I'm all about that. You know, good stuff. Good stuff.
Can't wait for Fast and Furious 10. All right, it's been a blast. David, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come sit in on the Michael Medved Show. Greg Tallman here, associate producer. Michael will be back soon. Don't you worry. We've got a lot of loaded shows this week. Chris Wallace is going to join us on Thursday for some recollections of 9/11, including Leonard Pitts is going to be here on Friday, who wrote an unbelievable column right after September 11th, 2001. Can't wait to get his take on events 20 years later now. David, you personally, how did that defining moment for our country and even in a lot of our lives change you and your outlook now reflecting 20 years later?
Well, it made me more pessimistic, actually.
I mean, really?
I mean, you look at it, it seemed like we were in a Pax Americana era of peace, and it stripped that veneer off, and it showed, I think, a lot of Americans the rest of the world. And remember, it reminded people there was a big boost of stories about, first of all, manhood. Like, it's okay to, there was heroes out there that were men doing masculine things, and once again, it was okay to recognize that and say, you know what? That's a good thing. There are masculine traits, and that's a positive. And then also it showed good versus evil. There's a lot of people who like to pretend that there's no good, there's nothing, you know, right or wrong. And suddenly people realize, no, there is right and wrong. There are ideologies that matter. And I think a lot of Americans have forgotten that.
An ideology leads to action, ultimately, and behaviors.
That's right. And it can govern, you know, for the good, or it can lead to great, great evil.
For me, as I said earlier, I was a young man, a freshman in college when 9/11, 2001 happened, and it was a sobering day. You know, kind of my excitement being a new student changed into, you know what, there's evil in the world, and this life isn't just a cakewalk full of sunshine and rainbows in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.